Moving on, America's top car maker General Motors has announced plans to cut production and slash its North American workforce in the face of declining demand for some of its models. General Motors says it will shut production at 5 facilities in the U.S. and Canada next year. It will also halt operations in 3 other plants outside North America by the end of next year. The company says the plans will make it more efficient and save $6 billion a year by the end of 2020. GM Chief Mary Barra says the changes will enable her company to increase investment in electric and self-driving vehicles. The decision has been criticized by U.S. President Donald Trump.
I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well, so they'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not too distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
Earlier, Trump said he has told GM to stop production in China and open a new plant in Ohio instead. The announcement has also drawn the ire of the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who says he is deeply disappointed with the decision by the American corporation. The restructuring will result in 14,000 workers losing their jobs or being reassigned to other plants. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Jack Erasmus, professor of political economy, joining us live from San Francisco. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Now, first of all, do you believe that Mr. Trump is right to be angry at the situation or not?
Well, it's very clear that the auto industry in the U.S. has peaked. It's been struggling for months, and now it's in the early stages of a slowdown. There definitely will be fewer cars produced and sold next year. GM is just the tip of the beginning of this iceberg. Ford, which is in worse financial shape than GM, is soon to follow, I'm sure. And Chrysler, you know, the third major assembler here, must follow the other two. So we're going to see a lot of layoffs next year. This is just the beginning. And in part, it's because of rising interest rates that the Federal Reserve has been doing in order to pay for the $1 trillion deficits that Trump has created through his massive tax cuts for investors and businesses and his increase in defense spending. So Trump has created the problem that he's complaining about. We see the same thing happening in the construction housing industry, where high interest rates, still going higher, are bringing that particular sector of the industry to a close and is turning down. So autos and industry are turning down largely because of rising interest rates, which the Federal Reserve must do in order to raise funds to pay for the massive $1 trillion a year deficit that Trump himself has created.
So what would you think how can we solve the situation? How will the U.S. car industry will be able to solve the situation?
Well, they're not going to solve it very soon, this next cycle, talking about self-driving cars, which is quite a ways off, and electric vehicles, which is still a very small part of the total car production and sales. That's just a cover for the media. The auto companies in the U.S., which are basically assembly companies because they've offshored most of the parts manufacturing to other countries, the auto industry is going to go into a long-term slowdown here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jack Erasmus, professor of political economy, joining us live from San Francisco.